Welcome to the Morphin Grid, everybody. My name is Jake.
Oh, hey, I'm Josh. I was watching
and we're
you.
Starting.
I guess we're starting,
Josh.
Now. That's cool.
So today, we're doing a weird thing. We're going to try something, because you guys have been pretty patient with us, putting up with all of our mishaps and et cetera. So we figured as like a little gift, we're going to do a bonus episode, and it might go over like a lead balloon. Might not.
Might go over like a helium balloon.
Yeah, which is what we're shooting for, is balloons that work to their design purpose. So what we're going to do is we're going to watch the lost episode, the original unaired pilot.
Unaired pilot. This is a special treat for our listeners, because they're used to, when we go to watch the episode, they just hear a clip of a song about Alpha 5.
Yes.
This time,
you're going to get to hear us talk about it.
Yeah, you're going to get to hear us watch the episode. I know that's weird.
And I'm not taking notes. We're not going to do a full episode about it, because at the end of season one, we're going to do this again.
We're going to do a regular Morphin Grid episode
about this
pilot.
In depth. This is just going to be us. It's going to be like, you guys can watch the episode with us if you have it on DVD, if you find it on YouTube.
If you're familiar with Mystery Science Theater.
Mystery Science Theater.
Mystery Science Theater 3000, or Riff Tracks. The Attitude Era podcast has some commentaries.
They do the...
So if you're familiar with them, that's basically what this is. But I have a feeling it's going to be a lot less
fun.
Because, I'm not good at talking during things that I'm watching.
I'm going to be positive.
Maybe you can
this.
Get me going.
I think we'll be fine.
Because like, you're the notes guy, so you're going to be watching it with like that intent, but you're just going to talk about it.
So you're just going to... Yeah, you're going to hear our... I've never seen it before, by the way. This is... my first time seeing it, I
have seen it once when I first got the DVD set.
Yeah,
so.
I have no idea how we managed to get this far, or how I have managed to get this far, rather, without seeing it. I have had it for a year and a half. It's been on YouTube for a while. I just have never saw it. So it's going to be good. Before we get to that stuff, though, morphingrid.tumblr.com. That's our website. It's all updated as of right now. I spent like an hour and a half taking pictures. Primarily of Amy Jo Johnson and what she was wearing for the episodes.
You'll have to send me those ones.
I haven't done the old ones yet.
Oh, you haven't? Okay.
So I will do that when...
I mean, that's like that's 21 episodes worth, because you didn't start until 22, I think.
Right,
so.
Yeah. So that's going to be an undertaking. But yeah, go to morphingrid.tumblr.com. It should be...
It'll
be worth your while.
You started retweeting other Power Rangers related stuff, so it's not just links to our episodes anymore.
Reblogging, because it's not... I know what you meant.
Did I say retweeting?
Yeah.
I'm not on Tumblr. Oh, I'm on Tumblr, but in like the strictest sense.
Yeah, I follow like 300 people on my private account.
I gotta get into that.
It's
because I have a blog idea I want to do, and Tumblr is a really good forum.
It's
for
super
that.
Easy to use, and so, like people can just reblog it and spread it virally.
Right.
You know. So it's I like it, but yeah, I feel like I said I follow like 300 people, as you would imagine. Some of them like Power Rangers, and if Power Rangers stuff comes across my dashboard, I just reblog it to the Morphin Grid's Tumblr.
Right.
So that way, it's just there, just cool stuff. So.
There's spoilers.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you've listened to the episode, you know that.
So. Yeah. So.
or to
also,
any episode, it's not the episode. We have almost 40 now.
We're at 38. So. technically, we're at 40. One, because we have, not 40?
40. We started to record 41, and then there was a thunderstorm.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So, I'd also like to introduce my new co-host, Waluigi, because he did a super fun thing wherein, after episode 37, he turned his microphone off and then didn't turn it back on until after episode 39. We didn't record them in bunches, so at the time, we thought that he just turned it off between 39 and 40. But then I started listening to 40. And Josh was coming through my mic. And it was super frustrating, so I was like, we're just not going to do
it. On 40 is fine. I fixed it.
I meant 40. 39.
You meant 30.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. 40 is fine.
So here's what's going to happen. We have to re-record episode 39.
Yes.
We've already recorded episode 40. So episode 40 is going to reference some things from episode 39, but from the old episode 39.
Yes.
So it's going to get really weird.
It's going to get a little abstract.
We might need to record them both again.
I'll listen to 40 between
and just see if we can talk about the same stuff so that the references make
sense. Yeah, just so, but because we're recording today is
just this.
What's today? Tuesday.
Tuesday.
We're recording
Thursday.
39 Thursday. I will listen to them tomorrow after I get out of work. I'll listen to 40 tomorrow after I get out of work.
Okay.
Just to get some continuity. If not, you guys are smart. You'll figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, together. Now we've told you.
Yeah. So you'll be prepared. The reason 38, Josh is so quiet, is again, microphone's off. That problem has been solved. It's definitely on. We definitely double-checked.
I must have been talking loud if I was coming through your mic better in 38 than I was in 39.
It was a little better in 38, because 39, we were both kind of in the throes of a lot of sicknesses. I'm playing with a thing, and you can probably
That must be why I turned the mic off. There's no other reason I would have turned it off, except for I had a balloon head. And I just switched it off. I was like, hey, that's the switch, and I switched it.
I better turn this off. Don't want to waste power when it's in the case. So, yeah, we're not going to cut any of this. Oh, I should probably get back to this stuff. Sorry. I'm still getting over a cold, so got a little bit of a balloon head.
Yes.
LittleIdiots.MorphinGrid@gmail.com, which is our email. If you want to send us stuff, you want to send us electronic mails.
We've gotten some cool stuff.
Yeah.
A few people just be like, hey, you guys are great. Somebody trying to help us out.
Yeah, the modern Gaffa. I'm going to say Gaffa
I'm going to say Gaffa because it's one F. I feel like Gaffa would be two.
But Gaffa, to me, is G-A-F-F-A-W.
G-U-F-F-A-W. Right.
So I'm going to say Gaffa. Victor, email us.
Please tell us.
By the way, I started listening to that podcast, and it's good. I can recommend it now.
I should check it out if I ever start watching Digimon. Yeah. I'll watch an episode.
They are like
completely
spoiler free to an admirable extent, to where like you don't learn. I'm going to spoil a little bit of Digimon. You don't learn what the Digivices are until the second episode. Like you don't hear the name of it, so they don't say the name of the Digivice. They call it what they call it, which is the handheld electronic thing,
right,
or something to that effect. But yeah, it's good. It's Victor and Tool. I think I'm remembering that right. It's T-U-L-E.
That would spell Tool to me.
And I want it now. I'm like, was it Tule? And I'm like, I don't remember him ever saying that. Sorry, guys. Like I said in my email to you, I'm a giant pile of human trash. So I have a collection of filled garbage bags. So yeah, sorry. But yeah, definitely go check out that website, themoderngaffa.com. Or DigimonRewatch.Weebly.com. If you go to MorphinGrid.Tumblr.com, scroll down a couple episodes, I link to it right there. Victor and I were talking over email. We're going to cross-promote once we get a website up and going.
Cool.
Maybe we'll do some sort of crossover.
I'm going to really look into that this week.
Go to the email because he gave us a link.
And it's like a discount thing. Yeah. I read your email conversation.
Okay.
Because I checked the email this morning.
Yeah. Anything new?
Nope.
Okay.
But that was new to me. I was like, I didn't respond to that. So yeah. I opened it to see what was going on.
I did, because I had to go there for the blogger, for the links. It was a mess. So, yeah. Or we're at MorphinGrid on Twitter.
And also now.
Yeah.
We're on the Facebook.
The Facebook. All of it. Facebook.com/TheMorphinGrid.
The MorphinGrid. MorphinGrid was taken. So it's /TheMorphinGrid.
We have to find these people who took MorphinGrid.
I didn't even type it in to see what it was. I should check that out.
Stay tuned for next episode when we.
But yeah,
to the shocking conclusion of this saga.
Yeah. So hit up Facebook, give us a like, share us with your friends, who can then share us with their friends, who can then share us with their friends, and then we can slowly take over the world.
Like the funnest STD ever.
And maybe get a sponsor when we have more than 20 to 30 listeners.
We have 20.
I did a little research.
Great listeners, though.
We do have really, they're really good listeners.
We haven't talked about it. We got a new 5-star review.
Yes, we're up to 3 5-star reviews, and I did some research.
Yes.
I typed into Google. I said, Google, how many reviews does my podcast need to get an average? And all of my research points to 5.
5. Okay, you guys. Here's the deal.
All of my research is just that one Google and then clicking like 2 different things.
Google, tell me a story. So, I just had a coughing fit, so this is going to be a little jumbly. I cut out all of that. Or I left it in to make you suffer. I don't know why I would do that, though. So,
feel what I feel.
So, 5 reviews gives us a rating that iTunes can handle.
Right.
So, we need 2 more reviews.
Two more. And, like, if they're good, we might show up in New and Noteworthy.
No. I don't think so, because New and Noteworthy is, like, only within the first 8 weeks.
Okay.
Or maybe it's like...
Well, show up somewhere. We have to show up somewhere.
We will start showing up on things if we have good ratings. So if you guys want to help us out, go to iTunes, leave us a review. We got a bunch of cool fans. We just started connecting with some of them. At CM Strike on Twitter. Mm-hmm. We should mention, of course, Gary Binkeman II, who gave us our third five-star review. He was super nice about it, and we've been talking to him on Twitter.
Yeah, he's a really cool
guy. My favorite thing is he has a daughter, and he just posted a picture of her playing with his new Legacy Dragon Sword. And it's like, starting him young.
Cool. And after we record this, I'm going to give him a follow on my personal Twitter account.
Oh, look at you. Maybe I will, too. He likes at least the Ninja Turtles, because
that's his profile picture.
He is at Dork Knights, as in of the round table.
With a K.
Yeah, two Ks. Dork Knights. but yeah, I want to talk about him letting his daughter play with the Legacy Edition Dragon Sword, because that is, number one, awesome, right?
Right.
She's playing with the Power Ranger toy from 20 years. It's new, but it's from 20 years ago, right?
It's like it's a better version of the same
toy. But here's the thing. He got this super expensive Legacy thing.
Yeah, like $70.
I was like, I love this so much that I want you to, I want you to play with it. I want to share this with you.
Yeah.
That is awesome. There are so many people who would be like, this is going on my shelf. Don't touch it, kid. Like, hats off to you. We're going to...
Are we jumping in? Are we doing this?
I think so. Anything else we need to talk about?
You said you went over. We're not cutting out any noise.
Right.
So we're drinking soda right now.
Right.
We both still have kind of like a lingering cough. Jake's is worse than
mine. Mine is really bad.
We're still in an apartment.
With a bunch of noisy kids.
There might be some stomping and some yelling from outside.
Normally I cut that stuff out. Today you might just have to deal with it. I'm going to adjust my mic real quick because I'm sitting in a weird way so I'm looking at Josh so I don't feel like a weirdo talking away from him. So I'm going to adjust that, and then I will give you further instructions in just a second. Okay, I'm back from adjusting. I think you guys should be able to hear it, so hopefully that will keep you in time. If you're just listening to this apropos of nothing, then that's fine. Then you don't need to sync it up. But I suggest you do. It's on the DVD of the season 4-7. So if you don't have that one, maybe do a quick Google search.
It's on YouTube.
It on official YouTube?
Probably not.
No.
But I mean, it's on YouTube.
Look.
It's not illegal to watch things on YouTube. It's illegal to put them there.
That's true. Go on YouTube. It's there. Someone else put that there. You're just exploiting it. Also, you guys are smart. You can do a Google. So, all right. I'm going to hit play in three. Okay. No.
So here,
three, two, one, play.
I don't know how to... The syncing up thing is weird. Because, if they're not watching it on the DVD, then when we hit play, it would be different. Because it has to load, because we're on the menu.
All right. If you're watching on YouTube, it might have ads. Oh, God. Okay, so
Let's get to a point. Let's get to, the title sequence. Right now.
All right. Here's the new plan. You're going to hit play. It'll start, and then, 2 seconds in, pause it. And I'll tell you when to unpause. Deal? This is super complicated. We're really good at making things probably the worst. Oh. Maybe I just need to hit okay. Yeah. Trying to hit play like a caveman. Okay. I just paused it at Rita Repulte. So if you can match that. Okay.
Oh, this is great. This is going to be fun.
It's going to be a good time. All right, guys. Hit play. And again, it's on Rita Repulte. Halfway through the L sound. So hit play in 3, 2, 1, play, right? 3, 2, 1, play. Is that Austin St. John?
Voiceover?
Yeah.
No.
You sure?
I don't think it was. This is what that's from. Unless this is just an alternate... opening sequence.
Oh, this is a whole thing.
Oh, Lord.
What have we done?
Okay.
Guys, this is the whole thing. I just saw...
At the episode yet.
Okay, we're not at the episode, but hosted by Austin St. John and Walter Emanuel Jones.
Okay, all right.
All right.
All
oh,
right.
God, Kimberly, you beautiful creature, you. Okay, so during the first part, I saw Jason in a trench coat and a do-rag, and I forgot about that.
That's from Zio.
It is.
Oh, I love that this has Zio stuff on it.
Audrey Dubois. Okay. Hey, Austin St. John.
How old is this?
After In Space. I think it was. I think I was doing some research. I think it's done at the end of In Space.
Okay. Austin St. John looks exactly the same.
He
aged all of a sudden.
Right. He's a little rounder.
Just I don't want to be mean to the guy because I like him.
No,
but like, he has significantly less hair now too.
Well, I mean, hey, look,
but
it happens. So does Tony. So does our friend Tony.
But I mean, he looks younger here than he did in the pilot episode of Power Rangers.
I don't know. He still looks good. I've been seeing pictures. I'm super glad that he's finally starting to get back into like the Power Ranger community.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, switching places.
And he seems.
Ooh. Go Rangers. Oh, okay, I see. Right.
Weird.
This is entertaining and educational. God, Amy Jo Johnson is so beautiful. I don't understand it. There's a clip of an episode we definitely have already talked about, but we'll do again.
I don't recall.
Good. Spoilers. Not spoilers. They're just being friends. I love it.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Oh, this is the whole story. Oh, God. I just want to watch the lost episode.
You got to earn it. What?
That was...
That had to have been from the pilot. Ooh. Spoilers.
This is super spoilers. Truncated.
They just kind of skimmed over that.
Well, because it was them that was like, nope.
Yeah. Oh, man, I just saw Mullet Kid. Guys, get ready for when they get turned into kids. I will not say the name Rocky anymore. I will just say Mullet Kid. Oh, God, Zio was so good.
Oh, guys.
Does bad.
They, oh, man.
Hey, Astronema. How you living?
They were basically just like, yep, Turbo was a thing, and then moved right on to In Space.
Turbo's going to be a lot of me trying to justify. So this was done, like, right when, like, Lost Galaxy started. Because they just were like, and then Lost Galaxy happens.
No, we're going. We got a commercial break.
All right, guys. If you got to pause, you gotta go pee, do it now. And we're back. Hope you peed.
How long is this feature?
They said half an hour. So I'm assuming it's going to be like 8 minutes of this stuff and then the 22-minute pilot. Oh, God. Yeah, the Green Ranger song hasn't happened yet. That's exclusively a ZU2 and Season 2 stuff.
Well, that's when, like, this... music. That's when they like hired this band to write fight music. My favorite one is Combat.
Hey, sup, Cassie? By the way, guys, if you don't know this about me, I fall in love about every 15 minutes. So, just get ready for that, I guess.
Yeah, if it's not, I mean, as soon as Kimberly leaves,
I got Cat.
Cat comes
then
in.
Then I get Cassie afterwards.
Then you get Cassie.
And Astronema. Good times.
My name is Trini. That's weird. He's Zoltar.
Zoltar.
Here we go.
Here it is. All right, guys. This is it. This is the meat. I'm going to turn it up just a skosh. They're at a bowling alley. Ooh.
Whoa. Zach. Guy was all disappointed. Zach didn't kiss him, too.
Jason, what are you doing, you goofball? Though Jason is wearing appropriate pants, so I'm into it. Okay, so Trini, it just goosed him. Hey.
So do they not know each other yet? Oh, Kim. What is this?
Whoa. Paul Schreier, what are you doing? These are some terrible voiceovers.
That's Shia LaBeouf.
That's not sure. He would have been like six at the time.
Whoa.
Oh. Oh, Trini's going to kill that dude.
This is
a lot more
like
adult.
A little extra creepy, yeah.
This is not Fox Kids, this is WB. Bleach head.
No, I thought she said leech head.
I thought she said
she probably said bleach head. No skull.
No skull. I think the head lead dude's name is Skull.
No Jason Narvi.
No then. Jason Narvi. No National Treasure Jason Narvi. Billy looks even dorkier.
What?
Shut up, Billy. What are they watching?
Why is he making...
Billy just punched a dude in the crotch.
He's making baseball references in a bowling alley.
Look, he doesn't know anything about sports.
I can
like
relate.
Me.
I can relate to Billy.
And you. Do you smell anything through the spacesuit? You need to get a better spacesuit.
They smell the space dumpster.
That's a pungent dumpster then. They can smell it through something designed to keep them safe from the dangers of space.
Squat, cut it out.
Squat's got like that groggly voice. Yeah, when you wake up. That is not my Finster.
Who are these people?
Jace? Jeez?
I can't tell if that's the same voice actress or not.
I think it is.
She just hasn't hit her stride yet.
I'm sorry. Sorry about the coughing.
Why are you the worst person?
No, I'm fired.
Look look at the command center.
Wow, that is a... Oh, God, he looks... Looks like an uncooked version of Alpha.
Self-absorbed. What?
Oh, man. They are stretching. Yes, you do, really. Where'd you learn this slang, weird alpha?
That's alpha 4.
It's alpha 2 or 3. That alpha is still an alpha.
It's alpha alpha.
Caught in a time warp again. Thanks, Izzy from Digimon. A non-believer. Some of the dialogue is the same.
No viewing globe, then.
No viewing globe, just a projection. They are using a lot more Z Ranger footage.
Yeah.
Where they stole a building. Got that penny farthing. Classic Rita. You alright?
I keep burping, so I'm like making weird head movements to not get on the mic.
Okay, let's talk about the effects going on Zordon's face.
They're awful, right?
They are pretty terrible. Can't get over.
Oh, God!
Why is he turning into Earl Dinosaur? No, don't. He's like, I don't know what's going on. This is pre-Animorphs. This is where K.A. Applegate got the idea for Animorphs. Why did Trini get to turn back? Trini's the only one who didn't have to stay a monster animal. Transmorphers. Bet you guys can hear stomping right now. That's the kids.
Very good, Jason.
I think Trini has kept a lot of her, like, the personality traits.
Yeah.
Between these two versions, like, in that she is the one who's like, this is the real weird part. Like,
right.
Because, like, if you look at it in the scheme of things, like, if you can accept that there is a giant face and a robot talking to you and a witch that wants to blow up cities, like, the fact that she's on a weird penny farthing. That's the weirdest part.
That's the weird
Trini
part.
Trini cuts right to that. Here they are in the deserts of... Could be anywhere.
So far...
Okay, what was Kimberly wearing? Hot pink shorts that are really doing it for me.
And a black tank top.
A black tank top.
I believe she has a fanny pack on. Maybe
she's got like
out?
A she's got like a Jersey Girl bump in the front of her hair. And I don't want you guys to think less of me, but I have a thing for Jersey Girls. So... That's where I live.
The source footage seems worse. Looks like a recording of a recording.
It's a VHS copy of what they got. Oh, those are some zippers. Zach, you don't look like you're dancing so much as you're having an episode.
So far, the storyline is basically the same, just the scenes are different.
Yeah.
And the putties are, those ones are just standing with their arms crossed.
Putties have, that's some gnarly Wait. Camel toe.
Is it thundering again? We'll be fine.
I think so. Yeah, we'll be fine. We'll make it through this. Okay, couple things while they're fighting. Super into Jason looking like a greaser.
Yeah, I like that.
Super into that.
I don't like these putties.
No, they look like weird. Who are these two bouncer putties that are just like, put them in a pile, we'll kick them out of the club. Don't spike the lens, Trini.
Don't oversell it, guys.
Well, where's the fire, son?
Did those putties just nod in approval?
No, they were confused.
Oh, okay.
Flydar.
Flydar?
Flydar?
You didn't say Flygon, the Pokemon? Rito sent down Flygon. Need an ice type to beat it. It's four times weak to that.
Oh, yeah. If you guys are new, Josh knows more about Pokemon than probably anybody else I've ever met in my life.
So Goldar would be a flying steel type.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because there's no gold type steel's the
right,
closest.
Right, yeah.
I like Trini calling them dweebs.
Dweebs.
Wait, there's Goldar right there.
Goldar's behind you. What are you doing? You just threw away your wand for no reason. Rita.
It's like that
stupid
scene from Space Mutiny.
Whoa, who is this?
That's a...
King Sphinx?
Oh. Sure.
Where'd you get that crystal? Explain to me where you got that crystal, Jason.
They will. They will in the real series.
This is a lot of clever editing. He's nominal. He's okay.
Still got the hey, nice stereo.
Nice stereo. Priorities.
So King Sphinx was his own episode, right?
Yeah.
Now he's just a giant Goldar. Right? Is that what happened?
No. They never fought Goldar.
But he was there when they were fighting the putties on the roof, and then they cut to Rita, and he was there. So...
There's a reason this was not aired. I think we figured it out.
This is like this isn't a pilot, like an unaired pilot.
It's like a pilot presentation.
As much as it's like a pitch.
they're called pilot presentations. It's like, we have ideas, and here they are.
Right.
We didn't have a whole lot of money.
Because now Goldar is there with King Sphinx. So.
Yes. Yeah, Buffy also
that
had
would,
a
that would also that would also explain why the footage is lower quality, is because they didn't have a lot of money, so they actually used a copy of a copy.
Probably.
Saban recorded it on a VCR in Japan
while he
and
was
brought
in Japan.
It over.
I think VHSs are probably universal.
Probably.
If you're listening to this like 1,000 years in the future and it's come back around to where VHSs are universal, email our descendants and let them know. They probably already know. Disregard this. This is why I cut a lot of things. Like, I try to be funny, and sometimes...
You were talking, I don't know if you caught it. They hit King Sphinx with the sword, and he said, "Oh, that hurt!" And then he blew up.
Well, I think it would hurt.
What's going on with Zordon?
Why is there... It sounds like 40 people were in this command center. Billy! This is Cratch.
Don't be so hard on yourself. It's definitely an above average.
I like the actor more, because, like, I can see him
like
emoting.
Like, the face actor?
Yeah. It's the same guy. I think it's still David Fielding. Fielding?
Was he the face actor, or was he just the voice?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's wrong.
Oh,
Trini.
Look how peaceful she is as she beats up this greaser thug.
And Trini, you will wreck a fool. Trini, not afraid to murder someone. No, we can't.
We can't, though.
Sorry, Audrey. I'm so into this, Kimberly. Oh!
Ooh. She said psych instead.
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
I think your roommates are home.
Okay, well. Are they? Are we? Okay, we might pause. Maybe. That's it. We'll be back in a second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good timing.
And you just heard the Dragon Dagger Command theme, which means we're back from a break within the episode, because that's what I use as audio continuity. Are you texting Hollywood?
Nothing. Let's just go.
No? What are you doing? What are you doing over there?
Punk was tweeting, like, actual tweets. I'll read them later.
Okay. I forgot who I was for a second.
You're Jake Mason.
Everything went blank, and I was like, where am I? What am I doing with my life? A lot of existential questions about that. Going around. So yeah, that was the unaired pilot.
We'll have a full episode of that in about 22-ish episodes of the Morphin
Grid. Yeah, so between 10 and 20 weeks, between 11 and 22 weeks, 11 and 21 weeks, because we're definitely doing
right
at least one more two-parter, right? Which is the next two episodes. I don't know if there's another one coming up. I don't think so.
Return of an Old Friend? That might only be one episode.
Maybe? I know there's, like, back to being green or whatever, but that's in season two, I think. No.
No, he's...
That's green. Oh, that's a whole separate thing with Tom, I think. Yeah, you'll definitely get our thoughts on that once season one is ended. We'll do a regular full episode. Before we do anything else, before we end this special bonus episode, I did want to talk a little bit about some news regarding the Morphin Grid...
The Morphin Grid movie?
Yep.
I wonder who's going to play me. I hope it's not David Spade.
He's way too short. Have you ever seen David Spade?
He's got like the same face, though.
He's 5 foot four. I met him.
Nobody knows how tall I am.
You're way taller than that.
My Twitter picture is a toaster strudel. Like,
mine is me, because I want people to know I'm a real person, not just some toaster strudel tweeting, making tweets about
I drew a smiley face on it. It's fine.
I know. Kids, if you ever get the chance to be an adult, sometimes it's a sham. Other times, you can draw smiley faces on toaster strudels, so it evens out. Don't go to college for film, though. So,
or graphic design, unless you're willing to fight. I am not, so.
He's a liker, not a fighter. Obviously,
there was news about the movie today.
Obviously, Seth Green would play me, because we're the same height. And you'd have to give him a fake beard. But yeah, there's news on the movie. The Mighty Morphin Power Ranger reboot movie that we yelled about for 30 minutes in a previous episode. Gonna go check that out.
I have to listen to that. I don't remember most of what we talked about.
It's objectively pretty good, I think. So the news is that they have hired a writer?
Executive producer.
Executive. Oh, he's not confirmed.
He's the executive producer, and I think there's two writers that had names in that article too.
Okay. Again, special thank you to Gary Bingaman II. And I'm saying Bingaman because that kind of sounds like Gatchaman, which is like the proto Power Ranger thing, and that makes me giggle. If I'm saying your name wrong, just tweet me with a phonetic pronunciation. Pronunciation? I've heard it both ways. And I will fix it, because I'm pretty sure I still say Sockeye 3 wrong, even though he literally gave me a phonetic pronunciation.
It was that.
It was
what
that.
You just said.
But I feel like I'm overthinking it and putting too much like into each syllable.
You weird.
I don't know. Look, Tonk,
Jake, you stupid.
Jake is stupid. There's a reason he doesn't do a Power Rangers podcast by himself. Because it would not work with just one of us.
I can't picture many podcasts that would work with just one guy.
I have an idea.
It seems boring because there's no one to banter with. You don't get like you just get that
guy's... It has to be very informative.
Opinion.
Right.
Like,
there's a podcast that I haven't started listening to, but I want to, called Hardcore History. Like, every episode is, like, 4 hours long.
Ugh. Plus.
But it's, like, goes into, like, history stuff that's really cool, and I'm into that, and I think it's just one guy going over it in, like, gruesome detail. And I'm working on a secret podcast project that will be just me, but will feature other people.
That's different.
That's very different. And then I have another podcast that I'm going to start, which is similar to this, but about the comic book Planetary. So if that's something you're into, I'll let you know.
Is that just going to be you?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't read it. So
you don't read it. Well, it's over. I mean,
I haven't read it.
I could give it to you to read, but I don't. I think you would.
I don't know if I'd be a big enough fan of it to podcast about it.
This is my favorite comic book of all time. This is the best. But yeah, I've heard other people have other opinions, and some of them don't like it as much.
Yeah, like,
and I get that.
Like, I have this idea that could work as a podcast, but since it would just be me, I'm probably going to do a blog instead.
What, doing the Pokemon?
Pokemon. Because I have a lot of ideas for, like, segments.
Right.
Which would just be, like, subheadings within the blog post. So... That can be cool.
Yeah. We started a website.
I'm not like a notes guy, so I don't know. Like, it'll be easier to just, like, as things happen, type them into a blog.
Right. We started a website. You can do regular feature on the website.
Yeah.
So, the announcement is as follows. The Hollywood Reporter, I'm just reading from blog.samuraicast.com/a-bunch-of-stuff, and then it ellipses out on my tiny phone to Oot Movie Update / so... I'm pretty sure you can figure out. It's probably like the first heading right now, or like three behind on Friday.
Just go on our Twitter, because Gary tweeted it to us,
so
just click on that.
Just go to that. Gary's a pro. So, Hollywood Reporter has exclusively shared today that Robert Orci has signed on to executive produce the first original live-action feature film based on the iconic Power Rangers property. He will develop it along with writers Ashley Miller and Zach Stentz. Miller and Stentz wrote the screenplays for X-Men First Class and Thor. Both of those are good. Oh, but they also have problems. Thor is one good movie and one movie that I don't really care about. And they put him in the Large Hadron Collider, shot him around each other, and then they hit, and then that's what everyone had to see. So that might be weird. X-Men First Class is good, but I don't think they watched any of the original X-Men movies that share the same continuity, because there's a lot of stuff that's very wrong. There's also a couple things that are dumb, and it's probably the worst Emma Frost I've ever seen, but that's neither here nor there. We can talk about how I feel about Emma Frost and how much of a bad dude she is. So, in addition, here's the part that worries me. In addition, Haim Saban, creator of the iconic Power Ranger franchise, that's the second time they use that exact same phrase. Come on, guys. will produce the Power Rangers feature film along with some other guy and Allison Schirmer, who oversaw the Hunger Games when she was president of production. Okay, that I'm excited about, because the Hunger Games is a great adaptation on top of being a really good movie with a lot of really cool filmmaking stuff that... You probably didn't notice. I probably told you about it, but I don't know if any of it stuck.
I'm sure we've talked about it.
So in the Hunger Games, there's like three distinct places that they go. There's District 12, and then there's the training facilities, and then there's the actual arena. And each one has a very distinctive camera style, and it's really cool. So hopefully she can rein Saban in, who... think might be more worried about selling toys than making a good Power Ranger movie, but maybe not.
Maybe
it's not him. Maybe it's Bandai, and they don't have a lot to do with it.
Wouldn't a good movie sell more toys?
No. I mean, yes, it does. Nobody thinks about that. It's the same thing with... Sorry, guys. We're about to talk about wrestling for a second. Same thing with the WWE. Nobody's watching, so we'll give the belt back to Cena, which is a fair way to run and hide in a corner and hope everything gets better. But if you push new people and make new stars, people are going to be like, who are these new guys? Or like, who's this Dolph Ziggler guy that's getting all this attention? You know, like,
yeah.
Like, Daniel Bryan was more popular than John Cena, because he was newer. I mean, he'd been around for 4 years at the time. Like,
right.
But, like, he was newer. He was gaining momentum.
He was new to that level.
To that level, exactly. Yeah. And that brought in eyeballs.
Right.
And that sold T-shirts and WWE Network subscriptions and toys and other merchandise and dish towels, probably, because he had that rally flag.
Right.
That made sense because he actually
which they gave
it
to John Cena.
John Cena now has
left
a rally flag, but he just is like, you need to buy a washcloth. It says don't give up or whatever. Oh, man. So, like, they're too afraid to make the leap between, like, good storytelling sells products.
Right.
You know, like, or good product will sell itself rather than, like, oh, how can we make this so it'll sell the most toys?
Right.
Rather than how can we make this good and then toy sales will follow.
Because, look, I love toys still. 28 years old, whatever.
Right.
And, like,
you want to talk about Ninja Turtle toys?
I want to talk about the Ninja Turtle toys. Because I walked by and I saw that, and I saw the new Ninja Turtles logo. That, like, if you read it, the way I read it is, like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles!
Ninja Turtles!
Like, he threw Teenage Mutant in because he was obligated.
Right.
Because we were so mad at him.
Well,
but like,
he's not writing or directing it. He's just producing. He just has his hands in every cookie jar.
I still don't like it.
Looks awful.
And I looked at the toys, and they're dumb.
They're bad.
Like,
I've yelled about Donatello and his stupid computer glue shell. I want to say...
He just has technology on him.
He does machines, guys. How else are you going to do machines if you don't have a hard drive glued to your shell?
It's awful.
The thing that I did like about the toys, the one thing, is they have them individually. And there's a 4-pack that you can buy.
Yeah.
You just get all four of them for ostensibly a cheaper price than buying all of them separately.
I'm not sure how I feel about the foot soldiers looking like soldiers.
Just being soldiers? Yeah. Or Shredder, who I first saw in a commercial last night, who has like 11 blades on either hand. Why? Why does Colonel Shredder have so many blades?
What we're talking about right now, this is why I'm worried about the Power Rangers movie.
This is apocalypse condition for Power Rangers is if it gets to this point, which it might and it might not. It's hard to tell. I don't know. Also, guys, I'm definitely not writing it. What happened with that is that whole company blew up in a literal sense, and my little tiny itty bitty in a million years in some alternate timeline. I mean, there's still an alternate timeline where I'm writing it because I was successful when I moved to Hollywood.
Right.
but let's not. That's a whole different pile of shoes. We don't need to worry about those shoes. Stand up here talking about Power Rangers with one of my best friends. So
could be worse.
Could be worse. Could be digging ditches in the army. And it was close for a little while. but yeah. Like, so that's definitely not doing it. I'm still not going to say any of my ideas because I am writing a comic book.
You can just repurpose them now.
And I'm just going to repurpose them. I mean, they'll be very different. Okay, here's the thing. Here was my monster, right? King Sphinx was the monster.
Right.
Actually, Cyclopsis was. Is that how I had it going?
That would be the end of your trilogy, right? Was Cyclopsis?
I mean, it could be. It was Serpentera.
Your first movie.
Get a little frisky
there.
Excuse me. You got long arms.
The first movie would be King Sphinx, because he's, like, the first monster.
He's best
monster.
He's
kind of iconic.
Monster.
He's pretty good monster for season one. Then your second movie is Green with Evil.
Yep.
And your third movie is Cyclopsis.
It could be Cyclopsis. It could be Serpentera if you go Zed.
Well, then the end of that, like, the after credits, whatever, like, the tag or whatever they call that. There's a name for it. I don't remember what it is.
The post-credit season?
There's, like, a weird name for it.
I mean, tag sometimes works.
But I don't know. But, like, that could be, like, a Zed teaser setting up your sequel trilogy or whatever.
Here's how I would do it. First movie would be King Sphinx, but it would be a lot of them. Because, like I said in the other episode, Pacific Rim had, like, 30 monsters.
Right.
And so, like, you have smaller battles, you know, them beating up Shell Shock and them.
Then Pudgy Pig.
Pudgy Pig and, like, making fun of how weird these monsters are. But then she finds a missing page from her sketchbook or her, like, catalog. It's a spell book. I would just make it a spell book.
Right.
She can't. They're, like, schematics, but they're also summons. It would be vaguely defined, but, like, she'd be looking for the missing page for King Sphinx because he's the baddest dude in the book.
Right.
Literally. And then he would be your final boss. Second one is Green with Evil. Third one would end up with Cyclopsis because Zed's coming to Earth to be like, Cyclopsis is buried here and you're doing a terrible job taking over Earth.
Right.
And he would come with like an armada. Like it wouldn't just be like one dude and Rito. It would be like an armada of ships.
Right.
And then bad news bears for the Power Rangers.
Of crap. I want to call them Targaryens. What are those bird things called?
Tengu.
No, that's not it.
Those were Ivan News's. The Tengu Warriors.
Tenga Warriors.
In the show, they were Tenga Warriors. That, in the movie, yes. They're Tengu.
Okay.
They're based on Japanese...
The Targaryen Warriors.
That's from Game of Thrones. You just know that word. You don't even know.
Yep.
Yeah, the Tengu... I should probably save this. I'll give you this fun fact again, because I'll forget by then. Tengu are like actual bird creatures in Japanese mythology. So...
Yeah.
Then they were like, that's too close to a real thing. Make them Tengu Warriors, which sounds a little bit like tango. And then they had weird music.
They do. That'll be fun when we get there. Anyway.
The best one, I think. I mean, okay, the best one in a serious one is probably White Ranger, right? The White Ranger music.
Right.
The best one in a not serious way is definitely the Green Rangers. Goldar's gonna get you.
As he just beats up two putties.
Two putties. He's in the woods fighting fighting like a snake guy. Yeah, so that's the movie update that we want to talk about. Gary also. Okay, Gary is like all of a sudden our biggest fan, and I am hype about that.
Yeah, that's cool.
So he also said like he would like to call in. Maybe we'll figure something out. I've been meaning to figure out how to do Skype. To record Skype right. calls for a while.
And then I had the idea now that I think it would be cool. Like, if you guys want to talk Power Rangers with us, maybe we'll do a bonus episode.
Yeah.
We'll get you on Skype and we'll just chew the fat about Power Rangers.
Yeah. Here's the thing. All right.
Or like whatever else comes up.
Yeah.
It'll be a bonus episode.
If you like Power, if you like wrestling, we can go down that black hole.
Yeah.
You can alienate the other 25 listeners. yeah. But all right, here's the thing. This is a disclaimer, right? I have no problem telling you that your ideas are too nerdy, right? Like
if you come on our show and you're like, oh, it should be a movie about the Green Ranger where he kills people.
I will call you a nerd, and then I won't hang up on you. We will talk about how much of a nerd you are, all right? And I say this as a guy who is one half of a Power Rangers podcast. I have a My Little Pony tattoo. And you're too much of a nerd if you want Jason David Frank to be the only Power Ranger. Come on, guys. Let's be realistic here. That's not going to be as cool as you want.
And that's not what Power Rangers is. That's not the show that you like.
Right. So, and I think, I don't, like I said.
Like, that movie would come out and you would hate it because it's not the show that you like.
Yeah.
Like that's the thing a lot of people that just don't seem to understand that confuses me is that they like Power Rangers.
But they want it to be different.
But they want it to not be Power Rangers.
Like, there's a movie, a fan movie, that they made recently.
Like, if they did...
That, like, I haven't watched. Maybe we should watch that sometime?
I'll watch that.
We'll watch it. The original one with Zed being a hobo was stupid. Like, that teaser trailer. That was really dumb. If you're listening to this and it was your trailer... Look, I went to film school. I made three really terrible movies as class projects. It happens, and if this is a labor of love, I can't take that away from you. But Zed is a hobo.
There's a lot of
I like the idea. Now that I'm thinking about it, I like the idea of Zed as a hobo.
Well, I don't think he's a hobo. I think he's still an alien, but like that's just where he fit in on Earth. I don't know what the backstory is or anything.
No,
there's a lot of ideas for that. Is that the movie you're talking about? Because I don't think that's made yet.
I think it did it get made, or maybe
it got funded.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's been made.
We'll look into it. We'll do an episode about that when we have...
There's a lot of things about that that I like, and there's a lot of things about that I don't like. So we can definitely talk... We can spend an episode talking about that for sure.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Like, anyway, back to Skype calls, though. Like, I think that would be a really neat idea. Just talking about Power Rangers. Because...
And then, like, the more famous we get, we can have, like, cool guests. Not to say that you guys aren't cool.
Back up, dude.
Let me back up. We can have... Power Rangers guest stars.
Yes.
Like, if we get really famous, like we'll start out low. We'll get, like...
I think the first
pseudo-famous
guest star we could get is probably Brandon Stroud. I bet we could get him on the podcast. He's talked about regular Power... He knows the first season of Power Rangers.
Well, we better get him on soon because we're almost done with
we
that.
We gotta go soon, yeah.
We'll talk to him at the next Inspire Pro.
Yeah, I'll talk to him on, next Sunday.
I, out of everybody, like, obviously I want to get Jason David Frank.
Right.
I want to talk to him. That would be cool. That would get us the most traffic.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, from like a business standpoint, I definitely want to get Johnny Young Bosch.
Yes.
And definitely, like, even more than Johnny Young Bosch. And Adam's my favorite Ranger.
Yeah.
For people who don't know that. But even more than talking to him, I would want to talk to Jason Narvi.
Oh, God, yes. That would be amazing. If we could get Bulk and Skull on this show.
At the same time. Oh, man.
Game over, guys. Best podcast in the world.
But we can't do that unless you like and share our page on Facebook.
That's the only way. We need your likes to survive.
And we also need a review on
iTunes. We need two more reviews. If we got Amy Jo Johnson on, here's what would happen. I would play it cool.
You would be Troy when you met LeVar Burton.
I would run away and cry. And slowly.
It would just be me
Power
talking
Rangers
to Amy
song.
Jo Johnson.
Which would be even worse.
Well, you panic.
No, I think I'd play.
I'd be like, so you like pink?
I think I would play it cool, but like you would be able to see me just pouring sweat.
Oh, yeah.
And with my luck, she'd be like, I listened to one episode to prepare, and all you do is talk about how pretty I am. And I'd be like, yep. And I'd be like, I don't know how to respond to that.
I was thinking about this. Because I was like,
how
I was
much
like,
I talk about. How
well, no, I was like, you should go back and get screenshots so I can make a photo album on Facebook.
Challenge accepted. That's a little.
But then I was like, if I was Amy Jo Johnson,
right?
It's a little weird, right? That we have a segment that's dedicated just to what she's wearing, and like,
okay, let's.
And like, I understand, like, she's super pretty. I get that.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the origins of this segment. Okay. I am in love with the '90s. As an abstract contact, I am one of those 90s kids who can't stop talking about how much better things were in the 90s, even though I know objectively it wasn't, and I really don't do that. But there was a lot of cool stuff, and one of the coolest things was how weird the fashion was.
Yeah.
Like, it was this, it wasn't 80s, because 80s was like, let's just throw fabric into a tornado, and whatever comes out, that is the style this year. That was the 80s. The 90s were like, I'm gonna put on boots with this dress. And like, it was just a lot of weird stuff like that. So it originally started as like, I want to talk about how 90s her clothes are.
Right.
And then I found out that I don't know how to talk about clothes because I'm a dumb guy. So, and also I get super caught up in how pretty she is. Like, I'm going to stop talking about it because it's getting weird for me saying it. But like, I take the screen caps so like you guys can see her outfits on the Tumblr.
Right.
You know, so you have a visual.
So you can see what we're talking about.
And I'm just looking at it, I'm like, is she a witch? Did she, like, there must have been a pretty mermaid that was like, I want to get out of the water. And she's like, okay, but you got to give me your youth first. And like, I don't know, something, because it's just supernatural. Something supernatural about her. But we'll stop talking about it. I don't know if a whole album of just hers would be, that might be too weird.
Well, the thing is that that's a segment for us.
Right.
That's why I want it to be an album, because those are also screen grabs that we have.
Right.
Like,
do have a lot of those. I mean, I don't have any anymore. They're on the Tumblr. Can I delete them because they take up space? But yeah. Yeah, we'll do it. Whatever. Amy Jo Johnson's.
What is she
going to
do? Not be on the show?
Come on.
We don't mean it in a weird way.
Right, yeah, no.
Like, I can see, like, if I was her looking in. How it would be weird.
If
now I'm trying to explain it too much, which might be making it weirder.
I think this is making it worse. I'm going to do some creative editing.
We'll just stop. We'll just move along.
Okay, let's. Last thing about this. If there was a podcast where they talked about what I was wearing, I would be flattered. And I'd be like, why are you so obsessed with me wearing the old. I only have two good pairs of shorts. Like. I don't look good in anything.
Kimberly has a whole wardrobe. It's really varied.
It changes all the time. It's like there's a lot of care that's put into her wardrobe, like on a lot of levels. And I wish I could talk about it better, but I can't.
Moving right along. We got to get past
this.
Yeah,
let's do this.
We
got to
just jump this hurdle.
Okay, so anything else you want to talk about? Because I have one thing.
I don't.
Because you said moving right along as if you had another point.
I just wanted to get past that.
Right, okay.
We were getting really weird about it.
So this is a bonus episode that's going up this Friday. You're hearing it on Friday or later, whenever you get time. It's up to you. The idea behind this is that this is a bonus episode for you guys, and we might take it down, like, within, like, a month later.
Right.
And then it'll only be on the Tumblr.
Once we get back into the swing of things, this is probably going to come down.
It'll come down, and I want to start a second feed that just has our bonus episodes in it, but, like, later, that's down the line. So that's future Jake and future Josh's problem.
Yeah.
But the... After every season, we're going to do a bonus episode of us doing a Morphin Grid style look at a different thing. So, like, this one, at the end of this season, we're going to do the pilot again. We're going to go over it in depth. And I have a lot of thoughts about it.
Right. We just kind of talked over it during this.
Yeah. But I have a lot of ideas. I have a lot of thoughts about that and a lot of things that I would talk about.
There's definitely a lot of stuff in that episode.
And then at the end of season two, we're going to do the Power Rangers movie. That might be a two-parter. We might have to cut that halfway through because it'll be, you know, if we talk about 22 minutes for 44 minutes, we're going to talk about an hour and a half for 3 hours. So that might have to be a two-parter.
I don't know what we're going to do at the end of season three, but I know at the end of season three, we're going to do the Turbo movie.
End of season three, there are, I just found out today, like it says, it's coming, Zio cereal. Those were little teasers of Zio.
Oh.
I found that out today. There's like 26 parts. They're all like probably maybe a minute long.
Okay.
So we'll watch that. We'll go over that.
Sweet.
So we have something between 3 and Zio.
Right.
So after Turbo, it's going to get weird.
We'll figure it out.
Once we're into season 2. Actually, we'll maybe
by the time after Turbo, like, this movie will have come out.
We're definitely going to do, like, a movie episode. So maybe if you guys like this, we can do commentaries on episodes. We'll have to be more prepared than this to make it exciting.
Yeah.
I'll take different notes first. But, we'll do stuff. We're starting to get a little more traction, I'm noticing, in our social media numbers.
Yeah.
And so I want to keep that going because obviously we're doing something right. So.
Right.
I got nothing else.
I guess that's it.
All right. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com. That's our website. It's all updated. Go check that out. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Facebook now. Switching it up.
That's right.
Facebook.com/TheMorphinGrid. And we're on Twitter @MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes. If you want to leave us a rating or review, we just need two more before we actually get a rating.
Yeah.
That's exciting to me. And we just got another really good one.
I just want to thank everybody who has rated us.
Yeah, you're the best.
We got 3 5-star reviews. And, like, looking at other podcasts around the same level as us, like, that's pretty cool.
That is. That's
because, like, on Ranger Danger, they have, like, a 1-star review for a super dumb reason.
Yeah, it's a good review, but then it's a bad rating because of one thing.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like our fans are the cream that has risen to the top. Wish I could quote Macho Man promos like I can do Dusty Rhodes promos.
Cream
but
of the crop.
I can only really do Dusty Rhodes promos.
That's fair.
He says, yeah. Hoo boy. So thank you guys for that.
Definitely.
Let us know in some way or another what you think of this. If you don't like it, don't leave a review about that. It's one episode, okay? That would skew the whole thing. It's not even
like a permanent episode. It's coming down in a few weeks.
Yeah. Like, so just like tweet us, email us, Facebook us. There's so many ways to get in contact with us. Send us an ask on Tumblr. I think asks are open. I am not sure.
I don't even know what that is. What does that mean?
It's basically just like message. Like you can send a message to.
Why do they call it a different thing?
Because it's like it's meant to be like you ask them a question and then you answer it. So yeah, I feel like my audio might have been weird this whole time because I'm a little droopy. That looks fine. You'll be fine. So
can't be as bad as me with no mic.
Oh, unfortunately, I'm gonna have to fire Waluigi, hire Josh back.
Well, Waluigi number one.
My favorite was always I'm Daisy.
That was her only line.
I'm Daisy. That's all she said in Double Dash. All she said. And I always played as Daisy and it made everyone mad. Because she had that heart thing. You could only get it when you were like in last plus, when you were in like 9th out of 8. But get that heart. It made you invincible for a while. And she said, I'm Daisy a lot. So that was funny to me. Thank you for listening. Tell us how you feel about this. And until next time,
may the power protect you.
I know, I know. Okay, let's start.
Let me get. I gotta situate here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh God.
How did?
Podcast canceled.
How did that happen?
Podcast canceled. You made it.
What are you doing?
What are you doing, Josh? Stop touching anything.
I just want to hear what's up.
What have you done?